I'm happy in studio today.
Yes, we've got Ian Waghorn in studio with us from Project Rhino. Welcome to it. Well,
thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure having you here.
Before you say anything, Aaron, I was expecting him to come in here, bro, like, you know, like those farming shorts with a rifle, you know, like, and all those, like, farming t-shirts. That's what I expected.
Just a stereotype.
I'm just seeing, like, a dude who's, like, might as well be on the beach right now, just having, like, the best time of his life.
Yeah, he's undercover, boy. Anti-poaching. They mustn't know he's coming. Oh, my word. So, for anyone that's just tuned in, welcome to the show. And for anyone that knows me, you got to know that I'm a huge animal lover, and I have massive respect for the people out in the field that are doing their bit to preserve and protect our wildlife. And Ian, this is exactly something that you are part of, Project Rhino. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what it is you guys actually do.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, for us at Project Rhino, we're basically there to try and help and stop the poaching. We are a sort of an initiative that's been here for a while now, and we're trying everything we possibly can. We bring in new ideas, everything to start reducing sort of the numbers that we have at the moment.
Yep.
For us, for a long time, it's been like we've been fighting and losing battle. Our numbers keep going up and up and up. But lately, we feel like we've really found our sweet spot, and we've actually started to do good. And for once in a very, very long time, our numbers have started to drop.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely amazing. So, let me get this right. You are heading up the air wing of the anti-poaching kind of side of things for Project Rhino. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. So I run the part called Zap Wing. And okay. It's an abbreviation of the Zululand Anti-Poaching Air Wing.
Okay.
And we're basically the eye in the sky. So Project Rhino is a group of us. There's a whole bunch of different parts. There's everything from just the APUs, which are the anti-poaching units, to we've got a canine unit. Mm-hmm. We've got the South African Police Service. They work very, very closely with us. And then I head up Zapwing, which is the air wing that puts somebody in the sky. We do patrols and reactions to help the
team. That's awesome. So do you like shoot people?
No.
That's the $1 million question.
He's been dying to ask this question. He just wants to know.
Do you have a license? Are you able to just like shoot people just in case, you know, they're busy causing troubles there on the field?
No. We're more of a preventative. We put somebody in the sky. We fly over all the areas around us, letting people know that there's somebody in the sky watching them. So we're not actually there to watch a poach happen. We're not there to see the actual people. Mm-hmm. We're there to try and prevent it.
Okay.
And that's our main course. We're also there from a reaction side. So once it's happened, we're there to react. We're be able to get out there quickly and effectively and then guide everybody from the start.
For sure.
Okay, just for clarity's sake. So you basically fly out, do some recon, gather as much information. If you see something, then you radio someone else to come in and shoot people.
Oh, wow, again with the shooting people.
I just want the poachers to know. Listen, guys, if you're poaching right now, you're going to have big problems. I think that you should find a really different career choice. Don't stop shooting rhinos, man.
Oh, man.
Am I getting this right? So you do the recon and then the rest of the team comes in and...
Yes, if we spot something, we alert the South African Police Service, who then do their thing.
Okay, cool.
They've got a special unit specifically there for us. They run an operation called Operation Rhino 7.
Mm-hmm.
They are based at the airfield with me all the time. We're very, very close. We share offices and everything like that. Mm. And I'm the eye in the sky. I see something happen, I get a hold of the police, and they come in. They've got aircraft, helicopters, they've got ground vehicles.
Okay, so you're basically the big brother eye in the sky,
exactly.
Just to let them know, like, we mean business and there's no room for you here.
Exactly.
Okay, so Loops and I actually went flying a little while ago.
Yeah.
We went up in a sling. A lot of fun. What are you flying?
Flying an aircraft called a Bushcat. It's actually a South African aircraft.
Okay.
And
it sounds like a very South African name.
It is, it is. It's made by a company called Skyreach, it's a very affordable, very good aircraft. It's what we call STOL, which stands for Short Takeoff and Landing.
Ooh.
It allows us to get in and out of tight spaces. Like where we land in the reserves and stuff, there's not often runways.
Not
runways aren't
runway.
Exactly common.
Yeah.
So we use roads and fields and any little strip of land that we can find.
Sounds like it takes some serious skill as well, hey?
It takes a bit of practice and a bit of getting used to. It's not for the faint of heart.
I can imagine.
So basically, I could get that plane and fly off the M4 is what you're trying to say.
Pretty much.
Ah, don't brave get enough, any
you want to dodge
ideas.
Some cars. I don't want to make some trade. I don't want to trade in my
ideas.
Car.
Oh, my word. He almost went home with a microlight at the last airfield we were on. So we need to be careful what impressions we set here. Yeah, and we've got Ian Waghorn in studio with us. He heads up the flying squad, I'm going to call it that, of Project Rhino. Awesome. You guys are based down here in KZN, in Shoshui. That's where you're operating out of. That's all
yes,
right.
Yeah, we are primarily based as basically Zululand in the Midlands. We obviously focus on Zululand because that's where the majority of the reserves are and everything. So we're based out of little Shishlibi town.
Nice. I like it. If you have just joined us, welcome to the show. We are busy talking about Project Rhino and the efforts that these guys are putting out into saving our wildlife, the rhinos in particular. So, you know, we've been chatting about the fact that you've got all these different units that are operating. You've got the canine units. I'm sure you've got your rangers on foot and in the reserves. And you are essentially the eye in the sky that basically just says to anyone that's even thinking about doing the dreaded P word that it's not a good idea. But you guys have been facing some challenges of late. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Unfortunately, we hit a bit of, or quite a large snag about 2 weeks ago. And we found quite a major problem to our engine. Due to the high risk of type of flying we do, we do lots of low-level stuff out of, you know, inhospitable terrain. So we've decided to, it's too dangerous to fly the aircraft as is, and we need a new engine to the aircraft.
Okay.
And as we purely rely on donations and stuff, it's a little bit too expensive for us at the moment. So we need a new engine, and that's.
So your plane is basically grounded at the moment?
Yes, yeah, we're grounded, and unfortunately, the poachers know it. Our numbers have increased significantly over the last 2 weeks since we've been grounded. It was like a switch. After 1 week of us being on the ground, suddenly we were getting calls left, right, and center. Can you fly here? We heard a gunshot here, and stuff like that.
How big has the spike been, actually?
Well, for example, the one reserve we fly for hasn't had any poach, any interference, anything for the last 18 months. I was down for a week and they had a rhino.
Wow. And that is in the space of basically a couple of days.
Yes, yeah. The poachers, it's not a spur of the moment thing. They often sit up on mountains just outside of the reserve, and they watch the reserve for weeks. And they obviously saw me flying a lot, and then suddenly nothing for a week. And they thought, okay, now's the time. This is go. So unfortunately, yeah, since we've been down, our numbers have picked up.
You know, I think something that's also hit home with a lot of us recently is obviously the passing of Sudan, our last male northern white rhino. So we need to kind of realize that this is an issue, and it's something that is happening in our lifetime. I think we passed the point now of sitting back going, oh, you know, it's not going to happen to us. You know, we're not going to see the passing, you know, the extinction of a species or something. But it is actually happening. And the fact that you're saying that your plane's been grounded for 1 week and you're already getting reports of incidents is just showing how vital your guys' activity is to the survival and the existence of these animals.
Ian from Project Rhino. Ian, bro, you are running through some numbers for me, man. I think it's so imperative to hear some of those numbers, bro. Could you please run through some of them for me?
For us, you know, it's a big thing for us. And just thank you guys, East Coast Radio, for allowing us to be on here. We are an NPO, an NGO, so we don't make money. We're there purely for to save, you know, and help the rhino. So thank you for letting us on here. Some of the numbers, you know, you can see all the official numbers on our website.
Yeah.
For some of the rhino losses, just for an example, in 2014 we lost 99 rhino.
Sure.
All the way up, and every year it's just been increasing. So as of in 2017, in 6 months we lost almost 120 rhino.
120 rhino.
6 months.
That's absolutely
crazy. It's insane, and it feels like it's a never-ending battle.
So you were saying, okay, 2016, in 6 months, we lost 120 compared to 2 years ago where we lost 100 over a space of 12 months.
Entire, yeah.
That is crazy.
It looks like it's an exponential graph,
yeah.
But like I said, in the last sort of year or two that we've actually started to taper off, that
yeah.
It's no longer sort of going through the roof.
And
starting to level off.
And you were speaking about how now we've reached like a sort of tipping point,
yeah.
And that's where... they're more deaths than births.
Yeah, we've reached the tipping point where now there's, yeah, like you said, there's more deaths than births, so the numbers are no longer going up over the entire world. Our numbers aren't increasing anymore, they're now decreasing.
So we're basically facing a situation where this species could actually just be extinct.
No, but we're more close to it than people realize.
Yeah.
It's a serious fact that we face.
Do you have a ballpark number of how many rhinos we actually have in KZN?
We're looking at about, in the areas that we operate, you're looking at about 600.
600.
So if we continue this way, it's not going to last very long.
And you were saying, just to us off air as well, that KZN is probably one of like the best areas for our rhinos to thrive. And now we're down to a mere couple of hundred.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
Really scary.
Where we are, it's the hub of the white rhino. It's famous for being in the whole world. It's where white rhino are from.
Yeah.
So it's very sad that at their home, is where our numbers are terrible.
Absolutely.
What can
Absolutely.
We do to get involved? What can we do?
We rely on the public. We are an NGO, an NPO. We rely purely on donations. So, and it's a team effort. We need the whole of South Africa to come together and help us out here, help save our species. We need to raise 250,000 rand to get a new engine for our aircraft. And we just, please donate. Go onto our website, our Facebook page, and you'll see that it's projectrhinokzn.org. It's our website. Go on there, big donate button. If everybody just donates a small amount, it will change our whole game. We looked at figures. If everybody just sets scheduled payment at the end of the month and all their bills go off, just add $200 there. Send it to us, and you have no idea how far it goes. We're also we show you where our money goes. Like I said, now we need 250 to raise money for this engine. You can come and you can see it in our engine. You can see it on our website, and then we show where we spend this money. So it's not a big secret. Donate money, you'll see where it goes, and you'll see our numbers improve.
And also, you mentioned that it's an opportunity for companies to also get involved,
exactly.
In terms of getting some nice tax breaks.
Yes, there's a lot of tax breaks for people who donate to organizations like ourselves at Project Rhino. It helps the company a lot. And any large donations, you can become an official sponsor of us, and we'll... You know, wave your flag and brand our aircraft with your colours if you want.
Nice.
Leaves
it,
Aaron, is that an idea?
Hey?
Leaves it, Aaron.
My word. If we put your face on a plane, that's enough to scare anybody away. So maybe we need to do that, Lucy.
Just hurt my feelings.
I'm just teasing you. Okay, Aaron, your website address one more time, just in case anyone missed it. Where do we find you guys?
It's projectrhinokzn.org.
Okay.
That is our. We've also got the Ezimvelo guys, who are the sort of state side of it, and they've got honorary air wing who also help us out. Also go on their websites, Ezimvelo, Facebook as well, and Instagram.